Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, what's up, man?
What's going on, Doctor? Good seeing you last week, man, at the Blue Stripes, Blue Gray game, Blue Spring game in Memphis, man. Had a good time seeing all the former teammates. The fan base is always alive and ruckus, especially this time of year. Man, it was good to have a breath of fresh air, man. You know, it started to get hot here in South Florida, but in Memphis, man, I had that nice breeze, that cool breeze that was going in and out my nose, man. I had a good time, man. Good seeing y'all.
Yeah, man, it was good seeing you too, man. It was good seeing the Memphis Tigers, man, past, present, and future in the building, man. Just always good to catch up with everybody, man. But speaking of catching up with something, man, we ain't got much to talk about, but one thing I do want to, the Pro Football Hall of Fame caught up with you a couple of days ago, man. Hey, you know, I saw what they sent you, man. Hey, that little gold jacket, man, you got a new wardrobe, man. Hey, tell me, first of all, man, tell me how'd you feel when you know you had a package coming and you got to see the gold jacket for the first time?
Well, just like I had Tiffany to tweet out, man, you know, it's not my second favorite coat. My first favorite coat, that robe of righteousness. But, you know, Doc, when I seen it, man, just the pre-packaging itself will make you, like, want to go have to put some gloves on. And you don't know if you want to touch this or not. But, you know, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they do a great job, man, promoting everything, promoting its players, its values. And the sponsors and companies that they've connected with, Hagar being one of them, who made the jacket, man, they did a wonderful job on it, man. It fit nice and snug, just like I had, you know, went out and bought the jacket myself. But everything about the jacket is only one of a kind. My family loved it. My girls were looking at it, and they were all silenced at the time, so it's hard to get them to be silent sometimes. But that was a moment where they pulled the jacket off. Kara, she says that it's not gold. It's dark yellow. So we're still educating her on that. But it was just so real, Doc. I mean, it's one of those iconic pieces, man. And, you know, it's identifiable wherever you go. I think globally, from an athletic and sports standpoint, I believe that the Pro Football Hall of Fame is the number one Hall of Fame when you just look at it, when you go player for player. But It was magnificent, man. I mean, dreams come true. I always think about my teammates, my family, the journey that I've been on for the last 48 years. And just to have a moment like that, it's etched into your memory now. So when I put it on for the first time, man, you know, I stole me a couple selfies, had Karis taking pictures of me. And after that, it's been sitting on the couch, man. You know, I hadn't hung it up. It's still sitting on the couch next to the wrappers, man. So that's where it is right now.
It's pretty, man. It's really, really pretty. Let me ask you this, dude. Do your young royals, do your young princesses, do they understand the significance of the gold jacket? Do they know what that really means? Or they just like, daddy got a new sport coat?
I would say in that cute way. I mean, you know, especially Karis, you know, when we were at Honors a couple of years ago, she was in the audience. She sees all the lights, the cameras, the action, and everything that's going on. And then she sees me on the stage, you know, afterwards she'll run up and be like, daddy, you won. So it's always like one of those moments with her. I don't think she totally gets it yet. However, Isabella, she gets it, but she's like, you're just daddy, you know, yeah. And that's just the way it is. But I think, you know, a little later down the road, man, they'll get the significance of it. And, you know, I mean, they reap some of the benefits of it already, you know, from school standpoint, the people recognizing who they are for their namesake and things like that, man. It's kind of like in the kingdom, man. We recognize for our namesake and our heritage and inheritance about who we are as a people. So very similar to that, Doc. I mean, I just always go back towards that way. And I'm sure when they get a little bit more mature, they'll realize the significance of what's going on.
All praises to the Most High. Now, why is it still on? I mean, how long do you get to keep it? I mean, can you wear it out anywhere, bro? You just got to let it sit there and send it back to them, because it's technically yours. But because once it's in your possession, it's yours. But they are asking for it back, though, right?
Hey, just like the player trading cards that I so many times ask fans not to send to my house. If you send it to my house, I'm keeping it. Okay. I'm not signing it. I have a foundation where you can send all that stuff. If you want me to sign it, make that donation. I'll sign it for you and get it back to you. But yeah, same thing with that coat, man. You send it to me, you send it to my house. It's my coat, man. You know, they've been asking for it back that I should get it back in the mail. But I'm like, yo, man, you may get a coat in the mail, but I don't know about that one. But at some point I'll send it back to them. I mean, I think I've looked at it every day since I've had it. And, it was waiting for me when I got back here from Memphis. But like I say, man, it's an iconic piece and definitely recognizable just about wherever you go on this flat planet.
And seriously, man, I mean, that's cold, man. Gold jacket, man. And, you know, before I get up off of it, man, how many times, I mean, you ain't going to wear it at the house, right? You just put it on in the house and wear it. You know, you ain't going to wear it out anymore yet until the official, you know, ceremony, correct? I had to wear it to the store or something.
Yeah. it's tough not to, you know, and it's like this, you know, you got your mask, so I can cover up my face. Yeah. They made me promise not to post it or post my own pictures of me in the jacket, you know, before the actual ceremony. I get all that. However, but, you know, when I first got it, kind of like my Super Bowl ring, I wore my Super Bowl ring, and I'm not a jewelry guy. I wore it every day for about 30 days, you know, when I first got it. So with this jacket, man, it's a shock that I'm not sitting in it right now. I did make my morning oatmeal in it, had my shake in it, my morning shake. I thought about going outside and, you know, and doing something, but, you know, I just had a T-shirt, shorts on, and that jacket, Doc. So my wife and I will discuss the Monica Lewinsky moment one day soon, but it'll happen.
Come on, bro. Hey, man, too much information, man. Nobody won't know what's going on in your house, man. But no, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. I was excited for you, man. I'm excited for you, man, just to see that gold jacket and just to see it finally coming to fruition. And we are going to have that ceremony this year, man. So that's a huge thing, man. And I know the Rams are excited for you, man. And I mean, and how has the organization been, man? How has the Rams organization been towards you since, you know, you're officially a Hall of Famer?
You know what, Doc? They've always treated me first class. It's been a first class organization as far as I'm concerned. As far as making this, you know, kind of like what you do, ramping up before you're actually a Hall of Famer. We had to coach each other up, man, on how to handle that situation. I think they got better at it. You know, they're even showing improvement in what they're doing for Torrey Holt right now, you know, with his induction looming. But they've been great. They mention, they repost, post, and repost on their platforms, and they're just all in it, man. They've always treated their Hall of Fame former players well, man. I can remember those days having those guys on campus coming in, speaking to us, and just letting us be around. So it's awesome. It's awesome for the younger guys to see. I saw a tweet tweeted out by Cooper Kupp, man. That stuff is humbling, man, because you know you still have guys within your own organization. They kind of look at your body of work and kind of measure themselves at times. But it's humbling from that standpoint. It's also awesome, man. It's awesome to see. L.A. Rams, let's go, baby.
And speaking of let's go, man, it's almost time for the draft, too. Ain't really too much, man. I mean, we didn't talk about what they need, what they can add, what they supposed to get. But we really don't know what they're going to do until that day comes, man. That we have some pieces that we need to add, but – I know a lot of Rams, and I like us where we are now, but speaking again, I still would like to see us add a thudster, bro, a little thickster, like my boy Crutchfield, a little thick thudster, a little linebacker, man, somebody that can go get you and punch you straight in the face. I want to see us add a linebacker, and I would love to see us add someone on the offensive line, specifically probably a center or another tackle or something, man. I hope that's what Les Snead and Sean McVay are thinking about right now as they get ready for this draft, man. Because offensive pieces, I think we cool. But if we can add another offensive lineman, we gotta add a linebacker, Isaac.
Oh, without a doubt, man. I mean, especially, you know, going into this draft, man, if you're looking to build an offensive line, from what I hear, you know, there's an overload of good wide receivers and offensive linemen coming out of this draft. So, you know, with the picks that we have, I think we should be able to get probably one or two from that offensive lineman standpoint and position. Now, when you talk about the linebackers, Doc, when you draft a linebacker, you're pretty much drafting two positions with one draft. And what I mean by that is you're looking for a guy to make an impact on your defense and then on your special teams, man. These are guys that are these hybrid type guys now who can run down on the kickoff team or be the upfront man on your kickoff return team. They definitely play punt pop. You need athletes out on the field to try and corral most of these gifted punt returners and kick returners that we play against every Sunday. So you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. And Leslie, like we've been saying, he has work cut out for him and really try to fortify that defensive end to plug and play with some guys that we draft, man, because of free agency and what we lost.
Now, speaking of not what we lost, but what we added, which I don't understand, man. You know, you know how I feel about kickers. I say, you know, they're not football players. They're on the football team. And I had to get Johnny Hecker some props because he punched. But, you know, hey, he's the highest paid punter in the NFL for a reason because he's good. But the Rams just added a punter that used to punt for Buffalo. I mean, Corey, I don't even know his last name. I don't understand why you bring in a competition for Johnny Hecker, man, for a punter, man. You really only need one for the game. And you really – I mean, I don't know why you – I don't understand why you do that, Isaac. A punter? Hecker? He's not going to lose that job.
We have the best punter in the league. Now, Doc, sometimes you have to look a little deeper, man. Maybe somebody owes someone a favor. You know, maybe this guy, just looking in his bio, you can probably connect with some people that are upstairs, that are in positions to at least give this guy a tryout. You know, you always want to get the player some film, because if you need him, you know, you're pretty much giving a guy like a 2 or 3 week interview. So if Hecker goes down for 2 or 3 games, man, and you know, y'all forbid. I mean, it happens, but you know, when you have a guy like that you're comfortable with, you can always go back, you know, to your little black book, so to speak, your resume, and pull this guy back into the fold.
And I want to bring something up real quick, man. It's a short episode, but I do want to give props out to my guy Aaron Donald and the guy who retracted what he said. For him to come back and retract that statement, man, I mean, that's huge, because I'm glad to see the AD wasn't in a situation like that. But I also to ask guys, you know, be careful, man, you know, when you're hanging out and kicking it in the club, because things like that happen, man. Because Isaac, you always done a good job of keeping yourself out of them situations, man, especially when you know, you're young and you know, you got the money and you got all the status and stuff. So I'm glad to see AD, you know, actually showed him helping the dude out, man, pulling cats up off of him, because, you know, dude was really taking one, man.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think we know who Aaron Donald is as a football player. And, you know, I think that's rooted in who he is off the field and his character, man, and things that he stands for. You know, many interviews we've heard him, you know, about his charitable works and everything that he does from that standpoint. But, Doc, it's unfortunate. We live in a society where, you know, guys want to test you. Guys want to tempt you. I mean, you hear Bruce Lee stories about guys who thought they can beat Bruce Lee. And, you know, and sometimes he gets so frustrated with them, he probably just kicked one of them in the chest and let them feel, you know, the force of one of his thrusts and just leave it be. But, you know, they're guys, I don't know who they are. They're guys who really think, that, who are non-athletic, really think that they can block Aaron Donald. You know what I'm saying? And when they see him in a club, when they see him in a grocery store, I won't name names until they sign on the dotted line as far as sponsorship. They want it. That's their opportunity to test them, Doc. You know, I mean, I used to have guys kind of walk up in my face, man, you're not that big, man. I can probably do this and probably do that. Listen, no, you can't. Man. You know, you can't. You're talking about these 1% guys, man. You know what I'm saying? And Aaron Donald would probably be the last person that you would want to test. So to all of our listeners out there, listen, ease up on that. Ease up on that, bro. Pick something else. Yeah, try Johnny Hecker.
Yeah, try Johnny Hecker. Try the punter, man. But, I do understand, man, but I'm just glad it got sorted out, because that didn't sound like AD, man. And, dude, to be honest with you, if AD would have put hands on you, bro, you would have looked worse than that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just glad he came back. The video showed the AD then put hands on you. Shout out to you, AD, man, for actually trying to help the young man from getting the beat down, because he was getting the beat down. And I'm glad the video proof showed that AD didn't have anything to do with that, man. So calm down, you know, hang out, man. But you do have to be careful, as you said, man, when you hang out, especially when cats know who you are, man, they be looking for a little payday and they will try you. So so shout out to AD, man, showing some restraint, showing some maturity, man. I think he should be saluted to that for that. And I don't really know if I, you know, salute the dude or not, man, because he probably backtracked because it was on video showing that AD. But next time, bro, you know, you can't be running your mouth, man, when you outnumbered like 5-1, bro. Trust me, I've been in them situations 1,000 times. But anyway, bro. Anything else you want to add, man? Gold jacket. Man, send big dude. What's his name? Dave Baker. Man, send Dave Baker that jacket back, man. Before big dude come down there, before big dude come down there looking for you, knocking on your door instead of knocking on that hotel door, man.
Right, right. I mean, I get it done, Doc. I mean, but it's just so real, man. You know, I called all my boys and kind of surprised them on the FaceTime, you know. And just make sure, you know, I share those moments with a lot of people that helped me to get, you know, where I was and where I am as far as my development is concerned, as far as football, man. So it was important to do that, man. But I try to squeeze it back in that box, man. I mean, I tried to crush the box. The box wouldn't crush. So we'll see what happens.
The box is indestructible, man. Sort of like Aaron Donald. You did, man. See what happens? See, he FaceTimed me, and I was like, "Why, dog? He FaceTiming me?" And then when it pops up, you just looking at the roof of the house, the ceiling of the house, and he like, "Put your phone." I'm like, man, put my phone up for what, man? I want you snapshotting it. You know, let us send with the gold jacket. I was extremely excited, man, and extremely proud. So, but no, you can trust him, man. I don't want to take no picture of you, bro. I was just hoping you had some clothes on, man. I'm like, man, what you doing, dog?
Easy. I mean, pictures, you know, pictures are priceless, you know, from some standpoints, but
yeah,
people would want, I wanted a picture in that jacket, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I had to hire somebody to take me a quick picture before I started to wrap it back up and send it back, man.
I got you, man. But look, great episode, man. Good to catch up with you again, man. Like, it was good to see you in person last weekend, man. And, you know, we'll chop this up again next week. But for right now, that's going to do it for this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce, the man who's stealing a jacket that's actually his jacket, but he's stealing it and don't want to take it back. But he don't have to give it back. And Doc Holliday, until next week, we out.